Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Lothar Mbeji speaking from the Voice of Faith Bible Church. Banaba kwamba na vuzinondi wafunzi bombezi. Ngadzina la Yesu Kristo, votanganeziyo. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, na musindi kwenyaga uri rirabele se ka rutendo. Rirabele se na uri rutendo ndi mini. I want us today to talk about faith. Hallelujah. The importance of faith. How faith works. Those are some of the things that I want us to pay attention. But just before that, shall we close our eyes as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the privilege to teach your word. Thank you for anointing my tongue to articulate the word of God accurately as I ought to. And thank you, Father, for anointing their ears to hear and their heart to believe. I have no doubt that as I teach this word, life is being transported into their lives. In Jesus' name, healing becomes the result of this teaching. Success becomes the result of this teaching. In the name of Jesus Christ. And all this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to look at why faith? Why faith? Rutendo ndi mini. Nahone why richifano di bodaranga rutendo rinesa batendi. What is the significance of faith in the name of Jesus Christ? Now let's look at the word of God. Hallelujah. Because in Romans chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Let us go there quickly. Praise the Lord. Romans. Now we are looking at the significance. How faith works. What is faith? Hallelujah. How do I have it? And how do I use it? In Jesus' name. Romans. Now let us go. The word of God must answer all these questions. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 12. We are reading from verse 2 to 3. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whew, I love this. I love this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Chapter 12, verse 2 to 3. Okay, let's go and look at what the word of God says. Do not, watch this, do not conform to the pattern of this world. When the Bible talks about this world, it's referring to the practices, the system. Hallelujah. Do not conform. It means a life of a Christian is prophesied. It's a prophesied life because we only align, we gravitate towards what God has said and begin to enjoy what God has in store for us. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. It starts by telling us what we should not do. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. And then it tells us what we should do. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm saying the accumulation of scriptures does not in and of itself translate into the renewed mind. When the word of God begins to take a total control of my mind is renewed. The Bible says here, hallelujah, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to test and approve what God's will is. It means it is possible for me to test God's will. When my mind is renewed, I begin to see as God sees. In Jesus' mighty name. Watch this. Praise the Lord. His good will, pleasing will, and perfect will. Hallelujah. Now, verse 3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly, more ostentatious, ladida. So more important like other people. Do not think of yourself more important, hallelujah, than you ought to. The Bible is not saying that we must not take regard of ourselves. The Bible is not saying that we must not think of ourselves highly. But don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to. I love it. You know, these are the scriptures that make me like, I feel like I am really climbing Mount Everest and I'm staying there at the summit and I don't want to come down. In Jesus' mighty name. That is how excited I get when I listen to this. In Jesus' mighty name. When the word of God is taught correctly, it gives the correct life. It gives the correct life. When it's taught correctly, it gives correct life. It gives exact life. In the name of Jesus. Watch this. Hallelujah. For by the grace given me, Paul is saying, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to. We do not study the Bible in order to be argumentative and to show how much we know of the Word of God. No, no, no. But rather, think of yourself with a sober judgment. Judgment there, it's not like waiting to be judged. Judgment there is, make a decision. Judgment means be sober and make the right decision. In accordance by the standard of faith. It means faith has a standard. In accordance with faith God has distributed to each, I want you to underscore the word each, to each one of you. Hallelujah. To each one of you, to each one of you. Say it with me. I have the measure of faith. I have the measure of faith. I do not lack faith. I have faith in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Watch this. A lot of believers have been duped into believing the reason why they are not making it in life. There is no progress in life is because they lack faith. I hope it will not come as a shock to you when I say to you, you don't need more faith than you already have. You say, Pastor, really? Repeat that? I'm glad you asked me to do so. You do not need more faith than you already have. All you need do is to use what you already have. Pastor, I don't know how. That is all the more reasons why I am sharing this word with you. By the time we end this sermon, you will know what faith is. Hallelujah. How does it come? And what do I do in the name of Jesus Christ to make the best in the name of Jesus Christ of this commodity, so to speak, called faith? Hallelujah. I'm saying you do not need more faith than you already have in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Point of correction. You do not lack faith. You have faith. Because the Bible says, according as he has given us the measure, each one of us. Hallelujah. Every believer have this measure. It gets strengthened by the reason of use. You have it. Remember, you have it, even though you can't feel it, but you have it. Even though you did not know it, but I'm telling you right now, you have it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let us go and look at what the Word of God says here in Romans. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter. We're going to stay a little while in Romans. Romans chapter 10 this time. Romans chapter 10. Hallelujah. We're reading from verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Hallelujah. Watch this. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. I love you, Jesus. So then, faith is by hearing. The correct rendering of this scripture, it's not faith comes by hearing. Now you say, Pastor, now you're teaching us something. No, I know you have been taught many a time that faith comes by hearing. That's correct. But the higher truth is faith is by hearing. Hallelujah. Faith is by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It does not say faith comes by the word of Christ. No. It comes by hearing. It means I can have the word of Christ, but if I'm not going to hear it, faith won't come. When the measure of faith was deposited into us, it's because we had the word of Christ. And that word of Christ transported faith to us in the name of Jesus Christ. It does not say faith comes by the word. No. It says faith comes by hearing, which means I can have the word of God, but if I'm not going to hear it, faith won't come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hearing is the one that comes by the word of God. The first person that you must hear speaking the word of God is yourself. Hallelujah. Hear yourself speaking in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Faith is by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let us go to Hebrews. We are looking at what faith is. The book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11. You know, familiar scripture. Hebrews 11. We're reading from, from verse 1. I want you to listen to this. Hebrews. Hallelujah. Now, faith is the confidence of what we hope for and assurance about what we do not. Now, let me read it in this. Faith, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. That is the description of faith. It's not the definition. The word of God does not have definitions. That is the description of faith. Hallelujah. Faith is. Hallelujah. Now, faith is now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I like it because it's giving us the description. Faith is now. If it is not now, it's not faith in the name of Jesus. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not being seen. Now, watch this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It looks, this faith, it was faith describing the people that lived in the Old Testament. And we know what they have achieved in the Old Testament. This faith was pointing to the future. It was telling them something they should hope for in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They must hope for, because faith for them was to hope for the coming of Christ. Now you will say, Pastor, really? Yes, yes. Look at this. Look at this. You will be blessed. You will be blessed by this. Now let's look at verse 39 of this. Verse 39 to 40. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You will be blessed. You will be utterly blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. These were all, that is the Abraham, that is the Enoch, the Abel, the Joseph, the Sarah, the Rahab. All those people that are in this chapter. These were all commanded for their faith. They were commended for their faith. They were appraised. They were praised. They were given accolades for their faith. That was good. They achieved a lot by looking forward. What is? Yet none of them received what had been promised. None of them had received what was promised to Abraham. Jesus. The coming of Jesus. None of them received that. But with that giant killing faith, they were commanded for it. But the Bible says they did not receive what was promised. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. God had to wait for the coming of Christ so that we can come in. So that together with them, in the name of Jesus Christ, we can now have something that is perfect. In Jesus' name. You will say, Pastor, what are you talking about? Now let us go to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Praise the Lord. And then we are reading from verse 2. Let's read from verse 1 to 3. Hallelujah. I want you to look at this. Wow. Praise the Lord. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Now, our faith now, because Jesus Christ has come, our faith does not look forward. Our faith look at what God has accomplished through Christ. In other words, we look at the finished work. Hallelujah. We look at the new creation realities. Our faith takes us back to look at what. That's why my faith does not need evidence. Because Jesus is the evidence. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. When I speak in Jesus' mighty name, as I speak from the premise that says Jesus has done it all. When I say by his stripes, I was healed. It is because Jesus Christ has fulfilled it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This faith takes us back. Their faith took forward. Now, took them forward. They look forward. Let me tell you something. If you are ever going to say, I will be healed, that is not faith. Hallelujah. You are out of faith. God will heal me when he wants to. God's will is that you stay in good health. God's best for you is that you stay in divine health where you don't need to be healed. God's best for me is not healing. God's best for me is divine health. Hallelujah. So you are not the sick trying to be healed. You are the healed one living in divine health in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what you should say all the time. You are not the poor trying to be rich. You are the rich one living in divine wealth. Why? Because Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He was made curse. He did not know sin, but he was made to be sin so that you and I should be made what? Righteous in Jesus' name. In other words, you and I are now what we call, I am justified in him and he is glorified in me in the name of Jesus. When you speak by faith, you do not speak and use the word will. God's will. No, God wills that you be healed. God's will that you be waking. God's will is that there be peace and stability in your relationship. How do I speak? By faith, Pastor. You must call things that Christ has done. Hallelujah. Call them. Call light to come out of darkness. In Jesus' mighty name. Wow. What a wonderful time. That's the faith we are talking about. And thank you so much. Continue to meditate on these things. Mull on these things. Brood on these things. Cogitate on these things, and then you will begin to see a dramatic turnaround of your life. Faith works because the word of God works to those who work it. In Jesus' mighty name, continue working by faith. Pastor Lothar Mbezi speaking, signing off. Thank you so much for the time accorded to me. Once again, keep working by faith. Amen and amen.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.